and by Lester Charles Stewart.
Well, sure, I'd hear tell a whole lot about that place you folks got here in New York, what you call Coney Island, and loud I'd have to go and see it. So the other day I got on one of them cars what goes across the Brooklyn Bridge, and I started out for Coney Island. While sucked alongside of me in the car was an old lady, and she seemed to be a little fidgety about something or other, and finally she turned around to me. She said, "Mister, do these cars stop when we get on the other side of the bridge?" I said, "Well, now, if they don't, you'll get the awfulest bump you ever got in your life." Well, we got on the other side, and I got on one of them trolley cars, what goes down to Coney Island, and I handed the car feller a dollar, and he took and put it in his pocket just the same as if it belonged to him, and I guess it did. We got putting it down there, and I said, "Mister, don't I get any change?" He says, "Did you see that sign on the end of the car?" I said, "No, sir." "Well," he says, "you better go out and look at it." And I went out and looked at it, and that settled it. It said, "This car goes to Coney Island without change." I guess it did. I'll be doggone if I got any. Well, we got down there, and I must say, of all the pandemonium and hubbub I ever heard in my life, Coney Island beats it all. I heard one fella hollering, "Hot, hot, red hot, hot, hot." Guys, didn't seem to me like it was so very hot. In fact, it seemed like pretty cool sort of a day down there by the sad sea waves. Well, I found one place what they call the Middleway Please Umps, and another place what they call the Streets of Cairo. Well, they had a lot of shows going on along there, and I went into one of them and sucked down. Right, I put near busted my butt ins a laughing. They had a lot of gals a dancing some kind of a dance. I don't know what they called it, but the music went something like this: la 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 la. I went home. The more I thought about it, I made up my mind I'd learn that dance. And I went out in the cornfield where none of the neighbors could see me. I knocked down about 4 acres of corn, but I never got that dance right. La la.